This episode is a call to joy, a quick, simple bit of encouragement to help empower you to create a more joy-filled life. I completely get that your day is jam-packed, and I also know that if you want more joy, connection, and meaning in your everyday life, then you need to cultivate that on purpose. This quick hit episode is here to help you do just that. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Hello, my friends. Today's call to joy is a practical tidbit, a useful piece of advice that I think you're really going to find helpful. As a working mom, I know that we are often trying to squeeze more minutes out of every hour. We would love to get more time back in our day. Am I right? We think that if we only had just that one extra hour, we could get so much more done. Maybe if we had two extra hours, we could do a little self-care even. Maybe even have some fun. I suggest that you decide right now that you're going to have fun no matter what. Let the dishes lie for a bit. Don't fold the laundry for 1 week and just give yourself that space to have fun. I know that is hard to do when so much of your time and day is relying upon you getting all of these pieces done. And that's why I want to share with you an efficiency tip that I've heard of and that I've been slowly implementing in my own life. It's called the golden triangle. Have you ever heard of it? From what I can tell, it's an idea that comes from Samantha Edis, a lifestyle blogger and parenting expert. Basically, what it comes down to is you look at the places you go every day, your work, your home, your child's school or daycare, and within those points, you've tried to fit all of your errands, as many as you can, with as few exceptions as possible. So for instance, the hairdresser, the dentist, getting a massage, doesn't that sound amazing? Getting your nails done, the gym, even the doctor, if you can. This cuts down on the amount of time you spend in your car, and it leaves other blocks of time untouched so that you can choose to spend them doing other things. In other words, you take that time when you are driving from home to daycare or school and to work and all around again, and you try to put as many errands as you can into that time so that you create efficiency in your daily routines and in taking care of the household errands, the things like grocery shopping, dropping off the mail, picking up the dry cleaning, getting the dog to the vet. Think about it. If you can place an order for pickup at your local grocery store and pick it up on your way home, then you aren't leaving the house on Saturday morning for a few hours to go get groceries. The same is true for other things too. Instead of spending almost an hour in the car each day driving to and from the gym specifically, pop into the gym on your way to or from work. Then on the weekends, you have those big blocks of time that you used to spend running errands. You have those free to do whatever you want. You can have some fun time with the kids. You could go on a hike by yourself. You could take the dog for a long walk. You could sit down and read a book. Maybe even go on a little day date. Have some time with friends. This way of organizing your life and organizing your errands can help you to make space, precious space, for those activities that might otherwise get put to the wayside when you're trying to just do everything. Here's what that means, though. You might have to make some difficult choices. You might have to choose the less snazzy gym with the not as great machines and the not as fun classes, or you might have to forego your favorite grocery store. Life is full of choices. I think the payout that comes from having more time for myself and my kids makes it worth it. The golden triangle ultimately frees up lots of time, but it does require planning and efficiency. It also requires you to keep your commitment to do something when you say you're going to do it. You have to keep your word to yourself if you want this to work for you. I know that no one wants to stop and run into the grocery store to get the milk and the eggs and whatever right after a long day at work. And no one wants to stop to put gas in the tank on the way home or on the way to work. But it makes things go so much smoother And in the long run, it will save you time if you can do these errands in the most efficient way possible. And so the trade-off is worth it, in my opinion, even though it takes some planning and efficiency. What's really important is that you don't try to do all of your errands all at once. Don't try to make the switch. It can be super overwhelming if you try to change everything up from your established routines to putting it all into the golden triangle all right away. Instead, start with just one thing. For example, what would it look like if you just decided you were going to take an hour and do the grocery shopping one evening before going home? Or better yet, order the groceries online and simply pick them up on the way home. If you can, try gradually moving any errands that you can into the golden triangle. You don't have to do this for every single thing, and it's totally okay if you choose to leave some things outside of the golden triangle. This isn't so much about maximizing our productivity as it is about deciding on purpose to use our time more strategically so that we can have larger chunks of time freed up for the things that we really want to do. Whenever we are using systems or efficiency hacks, it's really important that we keep in mind that these are tools to serve us. Use them to make your life easier. Don't use them as a way to impose the burden of perfection on yourself, and never use them as a way to beat yourself up. The golden triangle should serve you. Don't make it a prison. Once you get going on this and you have practiced applying it, here are three ways where you can up-level all of this too. First, if you have a partner or spouse in your household, you can double your efforts by getting on the same page and dividing up the various errands in a way that makes the most sense for everyone. For instance, a lot of times it doesn't make sense for me to drop the dog off at the groomer when it might be on my husband's way. If you can plan and build those sorts of errands into your week, you will be working together as a team, in partnership, to create more efficiency, be more productive, and buy you both more time in the long run. This takes just even a little bit more planning than doing it on your own, but the payoff is huge and incredible. It does require, though, that both parties be on the same page, want to do this, and be committed to making it work. What I like about this, though, is that it helps to more fairly shift and equalize the errand running in the relationship. Plus, honestly, everyone in a relationship should be contributing in this way. It shouldn't just be one person's burden to figure out how to do all of the logistical things that make a home and a family run. The second way you can up-level this efficiency hack is to use it to tackle those items that are on your to-do list that have been on there forever. These are those little trips to the random stores that no one ever has time to do unless you just take a whole Saturday and go do them. And who wants to spend our Saturdays like that? Not me. Look at where you are going every day, even if it's not in the golden triangle per se, and ask yourself, is there a way that I could make progress on any of those items on my to-do list from today? So for us, a lot of times what that means is stopping at the hardware store on somebody's way out of town to an appointment. The third way you can up-level this efficiency hack is to use it to add more fun and joy to your life. You had to know that this was coming. So when you look at your day and where you're going, what would it be like if you added a little fun in there somewhere? For instance, there's one friend, whenever I go to see her, I try to stop at my husband's favorite bread store and pick up a few of his favorite things. Likewise, what if between daycare pickup and home, you plan to stop at the park? I need some quality time with my kid. Is there a way that I could build in some park time between daycare pickup and getting home? Can I do that? Would that be possible? What would it take for me to do that? You're going to start seeing that you have all of these times, spaces in your life that you're just not like maximizing the potential for. And this isn't about jam-packing our day, but it is about being strategic. This isn't just about maximizing efficiency. It's about making time and space for the things that are fun too. So give the golden triangle a try and let me know what you think. I can't wait to hear from you. Okay, my friends. Thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.